Loud shouting from the fleet announced the appearance of the flood, which seemed like a glistening white cable stretched athwart the river at its mouth, as far down as the eye could reach. Its noise, compared by Chinese poets to that of thunder, speedily drowned that of the boatman. And as it advanced with great rapidity, at the rate I should judge, of 25 miles an hour, it assumed the appearance of an alabaster wall, or rather, a cataract 4 or 5 miles across, and about 30 feet high, moving bodily onward. Soon it reached the advance guard of the immense assemblage of vessels awaiting its approach. Knowing that the bore of the Hooghly, which scarcely deserves mention in connection with the one before me, invariably overturned boats which were not skilfully managed, I could not but feel apprehensive for the lives of a floating multitude. As a foaming wall of water dashed furiously onward, they were silenced, all being intently occupied in keeping their prows toward the wave, which threatened to submerge everything afloat. But they vaulted, as it were, to the summit with perfect safety. The spectacle was of greatest interest when the bore had passed about halfway along the craft. On one side, they were quietly reposing on the surface of the unruffled stream, while those on the lower portion were pitching and heaving on the flood. Others were scaling, with the agility of salmon, the formidable cascade. This grand and exciting scene was of but a moment's duration. It passed up the river in an instant, but from this point, with gradually diminishing force, size, and velocity, until it ceased to be perceptible, at a distance, say, the Chinese accounts, of 80 miles from the city.